Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn & Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Nelson Field here in Dawson for American Legion Baseball Playoffs. It's an elimination game between the Dawson Legion and the Madison Legion. Both these teams played last night. And if you're with us on Q92 last night from Montevideo, it was a one whale of a ball game between Montevideo and Dawson. Montevideo coming out on top 1-0, winning it in the bottom of the seventh inning when Jaden Hendrickson hit a sacrifice fly, scoring Brody Dack from third for the win. So that dropped Dawson into the loser's bracket. Madison ended Sacred Heart McRae's season last night in Sacred Heart 4-0. And Dylan Geiser threw a two-hitter last night, and he had 7 strikeouts. So here we are, Madison and Dawson in Dawson tonight for an elimination game. The winner will take on Montevideo in Montevideo tomorrow afternoon at noon. That's the first game. Of course, Madison or Dawson would have to beat Montevideo twice tomorrow to advance into the playoffs. This is the sub-state southeast. There's 4 pods, an east, southeast, southwest, northeast, northwest, and the champions of each pod will get together next week try to make it to the state American Legion baseball playoffs. And here we go. We have on the mound for Dawson is Nate Hansen. Nate is the pitcher, played shortstop mostly for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in the Legion this summer. And we'll get to your defensive lineup here in a little bit for Dawson. Madison will start it out here. These two teams have played some great games in high school and in Legion this summer. And here's your first pitch of the ball game. Glad you're with us on Q92. And the first pitch to Dylan Kymig is a ball from Nate Hansen. Nate in his windup and the pitch. And it's a strike called. Beautiful night. A little muggy out, actually. Just a gorgeous evening last night in Montevideo. Hansen and his white wind up in the pitch. Ground ball down the third baseline. Foul. A rocket hit there by Dylan Kymig. Madison had four hits against Sacred Heart McRae last night, and Dylan was one of them. And so one ball, two strikes to Kymig. Grayson Olson behind the plate for Dawson. Colin Olson at first. Eli Olson, a lot of Olsons there in the infield. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Kymig. There's a long fly ball left field. Kyan Mosin going back. He's not going to get there. And it goes into the corner to the fence. And there's a stand-up double for Dylan Kymig to start the ball game out. Deep left field, right down the line. Left fielder Kyan Mosin giving chase there. That was a well-hit ball there by Kymig. So the leadoff batter is on base. And here's Dylan Geiser. That was a well-hit ball by Kymig. Down out the deep left field into the corner. And now it's Geiser's turn to face Hansen. And the pitch, ground ball to the right side, foul. Coach Brian Fertles making an attempt. No, that's not Brian. Yeah, Blake Wischlager, yep. Blake Wischlager. Blake and Brian don't even look alike, I don't think. One strike here to Geiser. Pitches outside, gets by the catcher Olson, and going to third base is Kymig. Dawson comes into the game with a 7-4 record. And these two teams know each other well, and they've had some battles, like I mentioned. One ball, one strike to Geiser. Here's the pitch. There's a ground ball, base hit, right field, and an RBI single for Dylan Geiser, scoring Kymig from third base. So back-to-back hits. Dylan Geiser with a first inning RBI, and Madison with a 1-0 lead. Here's Cade Molden. Molden at the plate, playing right field tonight. And the pitch is outside. Finished with the defense there. Blake Thompson's at short. Tygan Long at third. Mosing out in left. Sather in center. And Shocker in right. Top of the first. It's 1-0 Madison. And the pitch is a strike. Nice breaking ball there by Hansen. Good pitch by Nate. Lights are on here at Nelson Field on this Friday evening. Actually, there's going to be two games here at Nelson Field tonight. After this game, the Drakes will play. Lando Ducks League game with Cottonwood. Ball two there to Caden. Caden probably is going to be putting the football pads on here next couple weeks. Going to play football at Morehead State, Minnesota State Morehead. 2-1 pitch. Ooh, just missed for ball three, Caden. Caden's got some good speed, and looking forward to watching Caden play some college football. My cousin's boy, Peter Bungarden from Wayzata, is a linebacker for the Dragons. Got to a couple games last year. Here's the pitch. There's a shot out the right field. This guy might fall in there, and it does. And Geiser's going to stay at second base. Good job by the right fielder, Shocker, to quickly get over there and get the ball in. So three hits in a row for Madison to start the game. Geiser gets the second. Molden with a single to right. Right center, I should say. Sather and Shocker chasing down. Give them credit. They got the ball in quick. I thought Geiser was going to get the third on that hit. Here's Mortensen. He's hitting the ball well this summer. Pops it foul. Down the first base side. Out of play. Yeah, Caden, he's really having a great summer at the plate. Hansen from the stretch checks his runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. It's a strike. A breaking ball again thrown by Hansen. O-2 count. There's nobody out here in the top of the first. Ball game just underway. More and more people coming into the baseball field here. There's a breaking ball. They're hit to the right side of the field. Eli Olson. Noah Olson. Colin, the first baseman, fields it, and he's not going to have a play. Tough play there where the ball was hit. Kind of in between first and second. For a minute, I thought the second baseman, Eli Olson, was going to field, but the first baseman, Colin Olson, stepped in front of him and fielded the ball. And, folks, that's four hits in a row. Now, Mortensen, who's pitching, courtesy runners coming in. Number three, I think it was. And Braden Thompson, the coach for Dawson. The manager is out on the mound talking to his pitchers and his infield. Madison with a 1-0 lead. So Keimig started out with a double. Geiser got a single, knocking in Keimig. And right now, Geiser's at third. Molden got a base hit to right center. And Mortensen kind of squeaked one in on the infield hit. So Mortensen's at first, Molden at second, Geiser at third, and there is nobody out. Madison with a 1-0 lead. And here's Brock Bjornhell, the third baseman. And Hansen's pitch is high for a ball. So, a big at-bat here. Early in the ball game, T.J. Mitchell waiting his turn on deck. Infield is in for Dawson. They're going to come home. Pitches outside, gets by the catcher, Grayson Olson. Here comes Keimig to the plate, and he's safe, and the throw goes to the back to the pitcher's mound. And Geiser will score the second run for Madison. It's 2-0. Grayson the pitch was in the dirt or to the left or got by Grayson and went to the backstop, allowing Geiser to score. And now Molden gets the third, Mortensen the second, Bjornhell out the plate, takes a strike. Two balls, one strike to Brock Bjornhell. Number 21, Brock a big kid. And Hansen delivers again, breaking ball in there for strike two. Hansen's breaking ball is working. We saw an outstanding pitching performance last night between Tygan Long and Griffin Epema. Swing and foul back, another breaking ball there. 2-2 count to Bjornhell. Madison with runners on second and third. They lead 2-0 here in the top of the first. One of the better games I've seen for a long time was last night. Here's a little chopper right back to the mound, and Hansen can't field it. And now he slips and throws the first, and the runners are going to hold. Bjornhell's thrown out after hitting the ball back to the pitcher, Nate Hansen. And Molden stayed at third. Nate didn't field it cleanly. Actually, he could have fielded it on the mound there. He did, and then the ball kind of bounced away from him to the side, first base side. He recovered nicely. There's nice curve for a strike. But Molden, Gaten couldn't come home, and Mortensen, he was almost all the way to third. He had to get back to second. Here's a swing by T.J. Mitchell down third baseline foul. Yeah, Mortensen, he was over halfway between second and third, and Colin Olson was thinking about throwing it back down to second, but Mortensen got back to second. There's a shot up the middle. This is going to score Molden, and a base hit for T.J. Mitchell, an RBI single, scoring Molden, and it's 3-0 Madison. T.J. Mitchell right over to second base bag. And he picks up an RBI. And Mortensen will go down to third, from second to third. And it brings up Davis Patzer. Davis has been swinging a hot bat the last couple weeks, that's for sure. Runners on the corners. Hansen from the stretch. There goes TJ. And no throw. And no throw there from Olsen. And TJ in there with a stolen base. So there's Patzer with teammates on second and third now here in the top of the first. And Hansen's pitch, a high fly ball left field. That's way up there. Mosing, camping underneath of it, makes the catch. And tagging from third is Mortensen. And there's not going to be a throw at the plate and a sacrifice RBI there by Patzer. The left field for the second out, but he picks up an RBI. Scoring Mortensen, who dived head first in the home plate. He thought the throw was coming to the plate. And so it's 4-0. That was the 5 hits in the inning so far for Madison. Here's the designated hitter, Braden Danzeason. Another breaking ball for strike one to Danzeason, the designated hitter. T.J. Mitchell on second base. Hansen trying to get this third out here. And pitch in the dirt gets by Olsen. T.J. will go down to third. So another runner in scoring position for Danzeason, who high school season, Danzeason would come up to play, he'd get a hit. Pinch hit. Every time he pinch hit, he got a hit just about during the high school season. It was amazing. 1-1 pitch. There's a chopper to short and a third baseman. Tiger Long fields it, and he throws the first for the out. And the bleeding stops there for Dawson. 4 runs on 5 hits. No errors, and they leave one on base. So a big inning there for Madison as they put up 4. Here in the top of the first, we'll take a commercial break with Dawson coming to bat.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Paul Ramo back here at Nelson Field in Dawson for American Legion Baseball Playoffs. What a first inning for Madison there in the top of the first, putting up a 4 spot. And so Dawson, let's see if Dawson can answer back here. They're going to face Madison's Caden Mortensen on the mound. Behind the plate, Landon Weber. Davis Patzer's at first base. Dylan Geiser's at second. Kaimig at short. Brock Bierneld at third, and out in the outfield, we got Baxter Cullough in left, T.J. Mitchell in his usual center field, and Caden Molden out in right. And here's Eli Olson. Last night, Eli went 0-for-3 against a very good pitcher in Griffin Epema, probably one of the best pitchers I've seen this year. And first pitch, a strike there to Eli. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike two. Caden Mortensen. Just a lot of innings for La Caparo Valley this spring, leading the Eagles to a state tournament appearance. That pitch in the dirt, nice stop by Weber. One of the better catchers in the area, Landon Weber. 1-2 strike count to Eli. Cam Sather on deck. There's a shot to left. Solid base hit there for Eli Olson. And Dawson gets their leadoff batter on with a single, just like Madison did. Madison leading 4-0, with Dawson batting here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's number 13, the center fielder, Cam Sather. Mortensen will have to work from the stretch now, and a good lead there by Olson at first base. Here's the pitch. Oh, I think it hit him on the hand. Did it? It's a strike. Yeah, we saw a lot of cat and mouse in the Montevideo Dawson game. Dawson leading some good leads. Montevideo with some good leads, and they threw over the first. Both teams did quite often. There's a shot opposite field by Sather. Two strikes to Cam Sather. Nate Hansen waiting his turn on deck. Nice crowd here in Dawson tonight. And it popped up in the infield. Passer, the first baseman on the grass, calling for it between first and second, and he makes the catch off Sather's bat. One out. That was a major, major league pop up there by Sather. Passer playing first base, so he was exactly between first and second, right on the infield grass, making that catch. Here's Nate Hansen. Throw over to first. And Eli Olson gets back. Paul Raymond here at Nelson Field in Dawson tonight. Glad you're with us on Q92 for Legion Baseball Playoffs. Next pitch. Strike called. Number 11, Nate Hansen. A rough start in the first inning there. Madison, I think they picked up five hits. They did. They picked up five hits in that first inning. Swung on and fouled back to the backstop by Hansen. I encourage everyone to come on over to Canby for the Yellow Medicine County Fair. I was there most of the afternoon. I believe the demo derby is tonight. There's a curveball down to first base, and it's foul! Just out of the reach of Passer. Just foul down the first baseline off the bat of Nate Hansen. So, it's 0-2, one out here in the bottom of the first. Last night's game, I think we were done in about an hour 15, hour 20 minutes last night. Here's the pitch from Mortensen. There's a shot to left. Popped up. Left fielder out there. And Cullough makes the catch. Thought for a minute that I was going to drop down the line, but Hansen hit it in the air. Pop up to left field to Baxter Cullough. Two outs, and Dawson with a runner on first base and Eli Olson. And here's the catcher for Dawson, Grayson Olson. There goes Olson trying to steal second. The throw from Weber. Out! Oh, nice throw by Madison's catcher, Landon Weber. And I think that was Geiser putting a tag on Eli. And he is out at trying to steal second base. So we will go to the top of the second inning here in Dawson. Elimination game in American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Madison leads 4-0. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Paul Ramo back here at Nelson Field in Dawson. American Legion Baseball playoffs, elimination game. Hey, we're in the second inning. Madison coming to bat, and they lead Dawson 4-0. Madison put up 5 hits in that first inning. Had RBIs from Geiser, Mitchell, and Patzer in that first inning. Jordan Wischlager, the assistant coach, hustling down to the first base bag. Caden Fernholz coaching third base. Here's a number 9 batter in Baxter Cullough. Baxter playing left field. Cousin of mine. And he's got the athletic genes. It's curveball strike. Baxter really improved, liked his improvement that he had on the basketball court for Lac Qui Valley this past winter. Looking forward to that. We got football season first. I was just looking at RB Clay Field, and little Ryan is sitting next to me. Hey, I'm getting the itch for high school football. Next pitch, and that was low for ball 2. Summer seems to be flying by. Balls, 1 strike. Hansen delivers to Cullough. Oh, a nice breaking ball and a swing and a miss. Might have got a piece of it, but he followed it. 2-2 count to Baxter, top of the order in Kymig. Madison with a 4-0 lead if you're just tuning in. Next pitch, ooh, he kind of jammed him on the handle and he fouled it to the first base dugout. Yeah, they made quite a lot of improvements here at Nelson Field. It looks really nice. You know, there's always something to do at the ball field to make improvement. There's a ground ball. Oh, right back to the pitcher, Hansen. He is falling one way and he reached the other way and snagged the ball off the ground. And quickly threw over to first for the out to get Cullough. Nice defensive play there by the Dawson pitcher, Nate Hansen. His momentum, pitching momentum, took him one way, and the ball, he just kind of reached across his body and fielded the ball, which is on his right side. Here's Dylan Kymig, who laced the ball down the left field all the way to the fence for a stand-up double in the first inning. Next pitch, ball 1. 1 ball, 1 strike. A nice breeze here in the press box. And there's a fly ball left. Ah, to play into the softball complex, I think. Umpires in their bright red uniforms. Don't see them too often wearing red. I like it. One hits him in the back. Kymig hit right between the numbers in the back, and he trots down to first base. That's what cost Dawson the loss last night. The leadoff batter, Fermani, was hit by a pitch and made his way to third base, and Hendrickson with a fly ball scoring him for that 1-0 win last night in Montevideo. Here's Dylan Geiser, who had an RBI single, and he grounds that to second. Eli Olson feels it goes to second for the force, and they get him. They get Kymig at second base for the second out. And a quick, tough play for the second baseman, Eli Olson. He was running towards the first base side field of the ball and decided to go to second for the force and turned his body and threw a bullet to Blake Thompson to force Kymig out at second. Here's Molden. And was that a strike? Yep, strike. So Geiser's at first base. There's 2 outs. And Molden at the plate, the left-handed batter. Here's a pitch from Hanson. He fouls that one off opposite field. I parked my car right behind the press box underneath a large tree, so don't get no dents in it. All my years of broadcasting, I've only had one dent in my car, and that was from a softball game in Kirkhoven many, many years ago. Get a chance, ask Bob Lee about that. He was standing right next to my car. One ball, two strike count to Molden. Nice lead there. Pitch outside. 2-2 count to Caden. He's hit a couple monster home runs during the high school season. 2-2 pitch, two outs. Here's the pitch from Hanson. Ground ball fall in off the first base dugout. Goes right to Wooschlager, who fielded it with his bare hands. 2-2 count again. Nate Hanson checks his runner at first, which is Geyser. Here's the pitch to Molden. He chops that one foul again to the first base dugout. Lights are on here at Nelson Field. The American flag out in center, blowing lightly, light breeze. A little sticky, a little muggy. 2-2 count again to Molden. Here's the pitch. And that's inside and low for ball three. We got our first full count of the game. Full count to Caden, two outs, and Geyser at first base being held on there, and the full count pitch, there goes Geyser, ground ball foul down the first baseline again. Got a battle going on here between Molden and Nate Hanson. Hanson's got to wait for a baseball. 4-0, the score. Hanson with two outs. Checks Geyser at first base again. Here's the pitch to Molden. And there's a fly ball right field. Right fielder going over. Makes a running catch. That's Holland Shocker on the run in foul territory. Wow, nice running catch by Shocker in right field. Madison, no runs on one hit. No errors, and they leave one on base. We're going to go to the bottom of the second. And in the score, 4-0 Madison in this American Legion baseball playoff game. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, back here in Dawson, American Legion baseball elimination game. Madison has a 4-0 lead as Dawson's batting here in the bottom of the second. Facing Madison's pitcher, Caden Mortensen. Here's Grayson Olson, Blake Thompson, and Tegan Long. First three batters for Dawson here in the bottom of the second. There's a pop-up. Ball to behind home plate to the dugout, and Weber couldn't get there, right in the corner of the first base dugout. Nice effort by Landon. Junior American Legion baseball playoffs begin tonight. And Madison is hosting Cottonwood at Madison Memorial Baseball Field right now. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Foul back for strike two. One ball, two strikes. To Grayson Olson. Mortensen delivers. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. First strikeout of the game for Cade Mortensen. Here's Blake Thompson. Blake Thompson batting. Mortensen is wind up in the pitch to Thompson. Popped up in the infield. And the first baseman, Davis Patzer, will haul it in for the out. So a couple pitches, couple outs here for Madison. Here's Tygan Long. What can you say about Tygan's pitching performance last night? It was amazing. Here's the pitch. And that is the ball. Yeah, he gave up six hits to a very, very good Montevideo team. That team went to state, too. And fouled off there by Tygan. One ball, one strike. DeLong, nobody on base for Dawson. They're down 4-0. Two outs. Tygan was in complete control that game. And I'm sure he'd want that first pitch hit batsman in the top of the seventh back. But that's baseball. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Fouled down the right field line out of play. Ooh, some people over there in the launcher. It might have ricocheted off a tree. I think it did. Or it ricocheted off somebody. Nobody moved in out of them launchers too fast. There's a ground ball. Shortstop. Oh, what a play by the shortstop and a throw. Timing as short throws them out. Wow. Timing, running as hard as he could towards second, fielded up and on the run through the first for the out. Tremendous defensive play there to get Tygan Long out by Timing at short. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Dawson. We're going to go to the top of the third here in Dawson. Madison 4, Dawson nothing. You're listening to American Legion Baseball right here on Q92.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve 0444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds. Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
Paul Ramo back here at Nelson Field in Dawson. Madison leading 4-0 in a playoff game, American Legion playoff game, elimination game. The loser packs it up for the summer. The winner gets right back at it tomorrow at noon in Montevideo, taking on Montevideo for the championship in the Southeast Pod. Southwest Pod, excuse me. Just a reminder, if you're in the area, come on down to the ball field here in Dawson. Finish up this game, and the Dawson Drakes will play a Lando Ducks League game about a half hour after this is over. I believe against Cottonwood. Braxton Thompson on the team there. Braxton helped me broadcast. Made his radio debut last night in Montevideo. Oh, there's a drive out by Cade Mortensen. And running over, he can't make the catch. Mortensen on his way to second, and he's safe. Caden Mortensen, the left fielder, Mosing running over there, and I don't know if he slipped or what happened, but he went down to one knee and he couldn't haul it in. So Mortensen gets the leadoff batter. We got a courtesy runner. Earp, okay, Tyler Earp running. A hit or error, what would you say? Okay. Going to give Cade the hit on that one. That was a nice effort out there by Mosing. Brock Biernell batting. And Tyler Earp at second base. Pitch is high. Here's the throw down to second from the catcher. And Tyler Earp alertly gets back to the base. trying to pick him off after the pitch. American flag out there now, dead still, getting a little muggy. Here's the pitch. Drive out the left down the line and rounding third, and he's going to be held up at third base. Tyler Earp will stay at third. A base hit to left down the line by Brock Bjornheld. A seventh hit of the game for Madison. And they have that 4-0 lead. Here's T.J. Mitchell. T.J. Also will be putting the football butt pads on at SMSU and Marshall. Runners on the corners for Madison. They lead 4-0. There's nobody out here in the top of the third. And Hansen's pitch to T.J.'s fouled back to the backstop. In the state baseball tournament, T.J. had two home runs in one game, and both of them were well beyond the home run fence. A memory he'll always remember, that's for sure, and so will I. Oh, what a breaking ball there by Nate Hansen, and T.J. swung way out at it. That was a nasty, nasty breaking ball by Hansen. 0-2 count to T.J. Here's the pitch, and a ground ball to short. Thompson fields it, goes to second, and the runner now delays. Now he's going to go to home, and he is out. A double play. Tyler Earp didn't break right away for home, and he delayed, and that delay cost him. So he got the 6-4-2 double play. Wow. T.J. hit the ball to short. Thompson fielded, flipped it to Eli for the force out at second, and Eli Olson threw a bullet to Grayson Olson at home to get Tyler Earp. Not sure what Tyler didn't go right away. So no runs scored there, and that turned into a double play, and there's a shot. The left field by Davis Patzer, and T.J. will stop at second base. So Patzer with the base hit. Told you Patzer was swinging a hot bat. Here's Dan Zeeson.
Now batting number 20, Brady Dan Zeeson.
So two outs now, and Braden Dan Zeeson, the designated hitter, grounded out the third to Tygan Long, his first at bat. Runners on first and second for Madison. Two outs. We're in the top of the third. That was the eighth hit of the game for Madison. Oh, that double play. Pitcher's best friend. Here's the pitch. Outside to Dan Zeeson. Got T.J. at second. Patzer at first. And a 2-0 count to Dan Zeeson. 2-0, 2-0 count. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. Madison Junior Legion down 1-0 to Cottonwood at Madison Memorial Baseball Field there in the first inning. 3-0 count here to Dan Zeeson. Hansen's pitch, strike, 3-1 count. Runners on first and second have their leads for Madison. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. So after down 3-0, it's a Braden Dan Zeeson. So big pitch coming up here for Nate Hansen. Full count, two outs. And the runner's off. And a shot foul over the backstop, out of play. And we'll do it all over. Full count. Again, Nate trying to get out of this jam here. Nate Hansen checks the runners at first and second. Here's the full count pitch by Dan Zeeson. Swung on it, foul back. Of course, the runners with the full count and two outs, they're going to be off on the pitch. Dan Zeeson can put the ball in play here. Mitchell should score easily from second. Hanson's trying to get him out. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike three. Wow, another beautiful breaking ball there by Hanson. And that throws Danzeason solid for the third out. So what looked promising for Madison early on with that double play for Dawson, that helped out a lot. Madison has a 4-0 lead in the bottom of the third. You're listening to American Legion Baseball Playoffs right here on Q92.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Holland Shocker just took the first pitch from Caden Mortensen, flied it out to center to T.J. Mitchell for the first out here in the bottom of the third with Madison with a 4-0 lead. And one pitch, one out, Shocker to center. Here's Colton Boffin, the designated hitter. And Mortensen's pitch is high for a ball. Nice cool breeze now into the press box here. One ball, two strikes. The Colton Boffin pitch. Ooh, a strike. Colton looked down at the ground there. That must have caught the inside corner there. 1-1 pitch. Mortensen working quickly here. And that hits him. Hit him right in the hip. Second hits batsman of the game. So Dawson gets a base runner here in the bottom of the third. Line scores Reed, Madison 4 runs on 8 hits, no errors. Dawson no runs on 1 hit and no errors. Here's the number 9 batter, the first baseman, Colin Olson. First bat here for Colin in the ball game, and the pitch is high and outside for a ball. Runner on first for Dawson. They're down 4-0 here in the bottom of the third. We play 7. Pitch is high to number 22, Colin Olson. 2-0 count. Good lead over there at first by Boffin. And here's the pitch outside. Ball 3 to the number 9 batter, Colin Olson. Got cloudy sky in front of us, but the sun is shining brightly on the field. And there's a 3-0 pitch, automatic strike one. Top of the order next for Dawson. And Eli Olson waiting his turn. And here comes the 3-1 pitch to Colin Olson. And that's ball 4. First walk given up there by Mortensen. So Dawson has something going here in the bottom of the third. One out. Got Boffin at second, Olson at first. Boffin was hit by a pitch and then a walk. And here's the top of the order, and Eli got a base hit to start the game. Pitch inside. Tomorrow, the winner of this game will take on Montevideo in Montevideo, and it's a noon start tomorrow. You'll hear that baseball game right here on Q92. High fly ball. This is shallow. shortstop going out, and Kiming makes the catch in shallow left field. Nice running catch by the shortstop, Kiming, for the second out. That was huge. I thought that was going to drop in there in front of Cullip, the left fielder. Kiming showing his speed there. Here's Cam Sather, and he pops one up, the shortstop, Kiming. Kiming at short makes the catch, and that's your third out. So for Dawson, no runs, no hits, no errors, and Dawson leaves two on the bases. And we'll go to the top of the fourth with Madison coming to bat, and they have a 4-0 lead. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Paul Ramo and Dawson tonight. American Legion Baseball playoffs. Love playoffs. Any sport. Everything's on the line. The loser of this game is done for the summer. And the winner will play Montevideo, as I mentioned earlier, tomorrow at noon in Montevideo for the championship of the Southwest Pod. Madison leading 4-0, and Madison batting here in the top of the fourth inning. And here's the number nine batter, Baxter Cullough, who hit back to the pitcher, to Nate Hansen, and is only at bat in the ballgame. Here's the pitch. He swings at that first pitch, fouls it off into the grass behind the first base dugout. And there goes a little boy with his baseball glove on, running it down. They get something if they return the ball? What do they get? Oh, a quarter and a freezy. And a ground ball hit the short. Blake Thompson fields it, and Cullough is thrown out at first.
Next up for Madison, number five, Dylan Patton.
That's pretty good. You get a quarter and a freezy?
Or.
Oh, I was going to say, I was going to chase one down. All right, here's the top of the order in Dylan Kiming. And the pitch is a strike. Boy, Nate's breaking ball has been working tonight, that's for sure. He can't throw that all the time, but he's throwing a lot now. Here's a fastball high. The leadoff batter, Dylan Kiming, who got a base hit. Down the left field line, came around the score on Geiser's hit. In the first inning, it was a big first inning for Madison, putting up four runs. One ball, two strikes to number five, Dylan Kiming. Hansen. There's one out. And Hansen in his windup, and the pitch to Kiming. In the dirt, out and low for ball two. You know the Yellow Medicine County Fair is going on in Canby? Yeah, I was over there this afternoon. And they got some good food vendors over there. And the malt, of course. Malt truck. Ball three, we got a full count to Kiming. Stop by the Q92 booth. We're in the exhibit building. Register for prizes. Foul ball. Ooh! That hit the post of the third base dugout. Right above Dylan Geiser's head. Did you hear the ting? Hit the metal pole that Geiser on the on-deck circle. Ricocheted and almost hit him, and maybe did hit him, but he's okay. Here's a full count pitch again. Hansen pitch, and a swing and foul back. Another breaking ball thrown there by Hansen. Yeah, you take that first inning out for Dawson, and we got quite a ball game going on again. But Madison put up, I think, five runs or five hits. Ground ball foul down the, between the third base coach and third base, Aiden Mortensen. Fernald's giving it chase. He's going to go get the ball himself. The coach. We'll have Caden Fernald's on the coach's show tomorrow morning, 9 to 10 o'clock. Pitch. Oh, there's another shot to that same fence, and Geiser almost got hit again in the on-deck circle. What's going on? Wow. That, and everyone's having a good chuckle out at the Madison boys in the dugout are really ripping Keimig and Geiser. Wow, that was a line shot to the dugout, but it hit that pole again, metal pole. I don't know if you can hear it on the radio, but it's a big ting. Full count pitch. Ball four. Ball four. So, Madison has a runner on first base with one out, and here's Geiser. Geiser's happy to get out of the batter's on deck circle and get the plate. And Braden Thompson, the manager for Dawson, is going to come out, might be making a pitching change with the pitch count. And he is making a pitching change. So we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll see the new Dawson pitchers in a little bit. Madison with a 4-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
All right, new pitcher for Dawson is Eli Olson. Nate Hansen is done. Now, Eli and Nate Hansen just switched positions, so Nate Hansen at second base now. Eli Olson pitching to Geiser, Madison leading 4-0 here in the fourth. And a swing and a miss by Dillon for strike two. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Keimig at first base. Dillon Geiser had a RBI single in the first inning. And a shot swinging out the center field base hit. And Kiming will stop at second base. So a solid hit to center by Dylan Geiser. And Eli Olson now pitching. And here's Caden Molden. So Madison with one out has runners on first and second. Kiming at second. Geiser at first. Not holding them on. And they have some huge leads. And here's Caden Molden at the plate to face Eli Olson in the pitches, the strike to Molden. No pitch. What happened? We have a balk called by the base umpire, I think. A balk was called, I believe. That was no pitch. And so the runners advanced to third and second. So Molden, 0-0 count, and here's the pitch from Eli. Did not see myself the balk. I'm sure that's what was called, the balk. He rocked, okay. Base umpire called the balk. Molden at the plate, and it's a ball called, ball two. Two and oh count to Caden. RBI's out there for Molden. Madison with a 4-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Elimination game in American Legion baseball. Winner will travel over to Monty tomorrow. That's where I'll be. Win or lose, I cover both Madison and Dawson, so I'll be in Montevideo for sure. And there's ball four to Caden Molden. And folks, the bases are loaded for Madison. And here's Caden Mortensen. Mortensen's 2-for-2 on the day. Came around to score in the first inning. So, first time Caden Mortensen is facing Eli Olson. And here's the Olson and his windup, and the pitch swing and a miss. Big cut there by Mortensen. Still 1-0, Cottonwood over Madison in Junior Legion baseball. There's another swing and a big swing by Caden for strike two. Olson bringing some heat there. Bases are juiced for Madison. 4-0, Madison. Here we go. Eli in his windup and an 0-2 pitch to Mortensen's outside for a ball. Mortensen, as I mentioned, been swinging the hot bat this summer. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Nice pitch by Olson. And that was a big strikeout. And that was two outs. So here's Brock Biernelt. See what Brock can do with the bases loaded. Eli trying to get out of the jam here. Swinging the bat here by Biernelt could break it open. Now the pitch is down low. Gets away from Grayson Olson, but the runners will stay. Big at-bat in this ball game right here, top of the fourth. Madison has collected 9 hits in the game. 1 hit for Dawson. Biernelt batting. Bases juiced. Wind up in the pitch by Olson. High for ball two. 2-0 to number 21, Brock Biernelt. See what Brock can do here. 2-0 count. And the pitch. Out to right field. And it's hit right at the right field. Holland Shocker. And Holland Shocker makes the catch. He didn't even have to move. More of a line drive off the bat of Biernelt. Wow. That was a big out. No runs on 1 hit. No errors, and Madison leaves the bases loaded. Dawson coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth. Madison leads 4-0. Be right back.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates, or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
Four nothing, Madison leading Dawson here in American Legion baseball playoffs. Dawson batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Caden Mortensen on the mound pitching to Nate Hansen. And Hansen drills at the third. Bjornell fields it, makes a long throw to first. It's a one-hit passer. But the catcher and the right fielder backing it up there. So an error there on the play, our first error of the ball game. This is a hard hit ball by Nate Hansen to third, and Brock fielded it cleanly, but he threw it low in the dirt there at first. Got by first baseman Patzer. Here's Grayson Olson. Grayson drives one down the left field line. It's fair. It's fair, and it goes all the way into the corner. Hansen's around third. He's being sent home. And Dawson gets on the board on a double by Grayson Olson. Listen to the Dawson Boyd fans here. There's a lot of them. That ball was about a foot fair down the left field line. And that scored Nate Hansen. And it's 4-1. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Dawson fans are fired up right now. Grayson Olson right down the left field line. Hard hit ball by Olson. He picks up the double. RBI for Blake Thompson. Swing and a miss by Blake for strike two. Yeah, Hansen scored easily from second base. Thompson at the plate. Curveball up the middle, hit the mound. And now Kymick fields it at short, throws the first for the out. And they throw to third, and Olson just got back. He rounded third base. What a play again by Madison shortstop Kymick. That ball off the bat of Blake Thompson, it actually hit the mound and kind of went more higher in the air, and then Kymick charging it right in front of second base, fielding through the first. And that was your first out. And that advanced Grayson Olson to third. And Olson kind of rounded the third too much. And then Patzer threw it to third. And they almost got him. And a pitch in the dirt there to Tygan Long batting. Tygan grounded out to Kymick at short. And is only at bat in the ballgame. 4-1, the new score here. Dawson scores in the fourth inning. And the pitch from Mortensen is inside to Tygan. Boy, the Dawson fans below me here, they came alive on that hit. Not much to cheer about until then. Next pitch is high. Three balls, one strike to Tygan Long. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch, pop foul. Ooh, that one's going over my car. Over the tree? Okay, good. I think I'm safe. Full count pitch from Mortensen. Ball four. So Long, that's the second walk of the game for Mortensen. Dawson with one out has runners on the corners. And here's the right fielder, Holland Shocker, who flied out to T.J. Mitchell in the third inning. So Dawson with a momentum here now in the bottom of the fourth. Mortensen from the stretch. There goes the runner, and there's a pop-up down the left field line out of play. Dave Hickey over there. Catch it, Dave. Got his camera in his one hand. One strike here to Shocker. We've got Olsen at third and Long at first. Tigan was taken off on the pitch. He'll probably do that again. And there he goes, and here's the pitch, and here's the throw from Weber, and it goes out in the center field. That's going to score Grayson Olsen for third. So Grayson Olsen scores. Tigan with a stolen base. Ball just kind of tailed on Landon. And Heimig and Geiser couldn't pick it up, and it went out in the center field. Here's the pitch, ground ball to the right side of the field, and fielding it is Geiser, throws the first for the out. Two outs. That was off the bat of Shocker, a 4-3 put out. And advancing on the play was Tigan Long from second to third. Now the score is 4-2. Madison, here in the bottom of the fourth. And here's Colton Boffin. Oh, now time's being called. Mortensen off the mound, taking his time here. I'm not quite sure what the delay is here. No. Caden Fernals calls time. Not sure. Caden just walked off the mound. I don't know if he's not feeling well or taking a breath. Yes, probably not feeling well, it looks like. Umpires were over there as well. He's going to be all right, but his team is gathered around him, Coach Caden Fernals. And Caden says, yeah, I think I read lips there. I'm all right. Not sure what the deal was there. So Caden says, I'm okay to the umpires, so we're going to continue baseball here. Not quite sure what happened there exactly, but all right, here we go. Madison leading 4-2. Tigan Long at third base. Colton Boffin at the plate. Here's the windup in the pitch. And it's a strike called to Colton Boffin. There's two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Big run for Dawson there at third base and Tigan Long. Here's the pitch to Boffin. And that's high for a ball. One ball, one strike to Colton. The windup and the pitch by Mortensen. Ground ball foul. Down the third base side again. A lot of balls hit the foul on being the third base dugout and the third baseline today. All right. One ball, two strikes. The number two, Colton Boffin. Two outs, runner on third for Dawson. Here's the pitch. Gets by Weber. Here comes Tigan Long. Home, and he scores. It's 4-3 on a wild pitch. It's 4-3. Madison with a one-run lead now. Dawson has put up three runs here in the bottom of the fourth. And it's a 2-2 count to Boffin with two outs here. Pitch was in the dirt. Got by Weber. Pitch is ground ball again. Oh, is that Jeremy over there? Jeremy Olsen knocked it down with his bare hands. Didn't field it cleanly, though. 2-2 count. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. But Dawson comes up with three big runs. One hit. Two errors and one left on base. We're going to go to the top of the fifth. Folks, we got a ball game. It's an American Legion elimination game. Madison 4, Dawson 3. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Folks, we got a new ball game. A one-run lead now for Madison, 4-3. Madison batting here in the top of the fifth inning. Dawson put up three runs in that bottom of the fourth. I had Madison for two errors in that inning. All right, it looks like it's going to be T.J. Mitchell, Davis Patzer, and Braden Danzeason, the 6, 7, and 8 batters. If Madison can answer back here. And pitching in relief is Eli Olson starting his inning. He came in relief last inning. And the first pitch to T.J. is a ball. Trivia question for you. What candy bar does Paul snack on during each ball game? Oh, almost hit TJ. Snickers. My favorite candy bar. I love a Snickers Blizzard. Perfect peanuts and chocolate and caramel. Ooh, next pitch by Olson is ball three. Gotta give a shout out. Rob Schwendeman started on me a long time ago. He always threw a Snickers bar at me when I do a ball game over in Montevideo or something. There's ball four to TJ. So I gotta thank Rob Schwendeman for starting out with a Snickers bar. Candy bar? That has to be 15, 20 years ago. Rob always would see me broadcasting and throw a Snickers bar at me. All right. Madison with a runner on first. Nobody out. Top of the fifth. 4-3 Madison. Once again, the winner gets Montevideo. Now the base umpire looks like he's not feeling well. And he says, yeah, let's just play. It looks like it's going to... Not sure what's happening there on the infield, but... And Mortensen taking a time here, and the base umpire's kind of taking a time as well. And here's the pitch from Eli, and there's a ground ball up the middle. Base hit the center field. Mitchell will stay at second as he approaches the second base bag. Folks, that's the 10th hit of the game for Madison. And who's batting? Kale. Yep. Kale Benson. Kale Benson will bat in place of Danzeason. So with nobody out here in the top of the fifth, Madison runners on first and second. Mitchell at second, Patzer at first. Olson from the stretch, the pitch inside, and gets away from the catcher. Now TJ's got caught off second base, and now Mitchell's caught in the hot box, third. That's just going down the second. They still running TJ back and forth, and he is going to be tagged out. Mitchell's tagged out between second and third. Patzer gets down to second base. So one out. Yeah, the pitch got away from Grayson Olson by, oh, maybe 5-6 feet, and TJ elected to go to third. Well, he kind of stopped because he was going to be thrown out by about 10-15 feet. Trying to get the third on the pass ball. And they caught him in the hot box there. So TJ out. Patzer alertly just went to second, stood there. So this is Kale Benson batting. One ball, one strike to Benson. Pitch outside from Eli Olson. Madison put up four runs in the top of the first. Dawson answered back with three in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch from Eli. Swing and a miss by Benson. Gale, a left-handed batter. Got a tight ball game for again. Last night we were 0-0 going into the seventh inning between Dawson and Montevideo. Swing and a miss for strike three. Benson goes down swinging for the second out. And it brings up Baxter Culliff. Baxter's being told by the umpire to tuck his jersey in. And he tucks his jersey in and he picks up his bat and he's in the batter's box. Baxter Culliff, he's grounded out twice, once to the pitcher and then the shortstop, Blake Thompson. Two outs now in the top of the fifth. Madison with a runner on second. That's Patzer. And there's a strike thrown to Baxter. Got my Diet Sundrop and my Snickers bar, and that's my go-to snack during games. 0-1 count, and Eli fakes a throw to second. And now Eli's pitch. Oh, a strike called to Baxter. Boy, that looked inside. 0-2. 0-2 count to Baxter. Call off two outs. Patzer's at second. 4-3, Madison with a one-run lead here in the fifth. The pitch. Oh, way outside, goes to the backstop. And Patzer will easily get the third base on a wild pitch. Not sure what happened there with Eli. That way outside. Slipped out of his hand or something. So one ball, two strikes to Culliff. Patzer in third base now. Here's the pitch from Eli. Swung on and fall back. Madison Junior Legion still down 1-0 to Cottonwood in the in Madison. Elimination, first round game. That's just a single elimination game. Pitch way inside for ball two. 2-2. 2-2 count, two outs to Baxter. Here's the pitch from Olson. Swung on and missed for strike three on the inside there. Jammed him. And that was the third out for Madison. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave one on base. We are going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's a one-run lead for Madison. 4-3. You're listening to American Legion Baseball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
4-3, Madison leading Dawson. In a tight one, folks. Who's going to go and play Montevideo tomorrow? We're in the bottom of the fifth. Dawson coming to bat. We need a number nine batter, Colin Olson. Base umpire not feeling well. We got word of that between innings. But he's going to tough it out there. Give him a bottle of water. Here's the windup by Mortensen. The pitch to Colin Olson is outside for a ball. Paul Ramo here on Nelson Field tonight. Good Legion ball game going on right here in Dawson right now. 4-3 Madison. And Olson hits a fly ball to center. T.J. Mitchell running over makes the easy catch out there in center field. T.J. Mitchell, one out. Now it's the top of the order for Dawson and Eli Olson. Eli's grounded out and flied out, popped out to the shortstop, Kimig. And the first pitch to Eli is a strike from Mortensen. Mortensen's allowed two hits in the game. In the first inning, a leadoff batter to Eli. One of those two hits was game from Eli. And a chopper to third, and that's fair. Culliff with the throw to first, and he is out of there. Oh, my goodness. What a play by Brock Bjornhell, that third. Right over the third base bag. And Bjornhell just threw a bullet to Patzer at first, and Davis had to stretch up, but he kept his foot on the bag. And nice play, defensive play for Madison. Third to first, Bjornell to Patzer. And that's two outs. Big play there. Cam Sather. Cam's flied out twice in the game. And the pitch is high for ball three to Sather. 3-0 count. Here's the windup and the pitch by Mortensen. And that's a ball four, third walk in the game for Mortensen. And so Dawson with a base runner on. Here's the second baseman now. Nate Hansen reached on air and flied out to left to Baxter Cullough. Mortensen from the stretch, the pitch, low for ball. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight for a Legion Baseball Playoffs. 1-0 count to Nate Hansen. Oh, look out. Nate had to duck out of that one. Would have hit him in the head. And now time call might be a pitch count issue there. Aiden Fernall's coming out of the dugout. There's two outs here. There's nobody on. Not sure. Not going to change pitcher what Caden wanted to talk about here. But Caden's out there. Well, they're going to leave Mortensen in. Okay. I thought just because of pitch count here, what is he at? 65? Yeah. So they're going to leave Caden in there. Runner on first for Dawson is Sather. Two outs. 4-3 Madison. And we're back to the action. Nate Hansen at the plate. Throw over to first. And Sather gets back. Nate Hansen. Bottom of the fifth inning. Dawson, the home team, of course. Here's the 2-0 pitch. There goes Sather. Here's the throw from Weber. And he sails on it. And that goes out to center. And Sather's going to try for third. Here's the throw to third. And he's in there safely. And Sather goes from first to third. And the ball from Weber, the Madison catcher, just really sailed on him. And it went over the geyser's head. Out in the center. So now the tying runs at third base. And Nate Hansen, 2-1 count. And there's a shot to left field, base hit, and we are tied up 4-4. How important was that? Base running there by Sather. And the very next pitch, Nate Hansen gets an RBI single to tie it up. Wow. How things can change quickly. All this happening on two outs. Mortensen got Colin Olson and Eli Olson out on a few pitches. And now number 12, Grayson Olson. 9 hits for Madison. That was just the third hit for Dawson in the game. Mortensen from the stretch, the pitch. And that's down low to number 12, Grayson Olson. 4-4. Sather attempted to steal second. The ball sailed and went out in the center. He got the third. It was a close play. Swing and a miss for strike two. So here's a big pitch coming up here for Mortensen. The Grayson Olson. Two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Pitch. There goes the runner down to second. Here's the throw, and he is safe. So the go-ahead run and Nate Hansen at second base. The go-ahead run for Dawson. They could take the lead with a base hit. Pitch down low. Full count. Two outs. Run Dawson. We're tied 4-4. Caden. Here comes the full count pitch. And it's ball four. Olson draws a walk. Here's Blake Thompson. Time called by Cade Mortensen. This might be all for Mortensen. They're going to make a pitching change here in the bottom of the fifth inning with two outs and two on for Dawson. And we're tied 4-4. We'll take a couple-minute break. See who our new pitcher is after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
All right, welcome back to Nelson Fielder and Dawson. We've got a pitching change. Caden Mortensen goes over to first base. Brock Fearnhell is on the mound. And we are tied 4-4. Dawson batting here in the bottom of the fifth. Blake Thompson swings at that one, fouls it off for a strike. Dawson with runners. Nate Hansen on second. Grayson Olson's on first. They have tied it up here in the bottom of the fifth. This is an elimination game in American Legion baseball playoffs. Here's the pitch. It's high for ball to Blake. Dawson rallying here. They're down 4-0. And here's the pitch by Bjornell. Popped up over our head here in the concession stand. Madison got two quick outs this inning, getting Olson and Olson out. And then a walk and a base hit by Hansen. And Cam Sather with some heads-up base running. Dawson has scored a run here to tie it up. Full count to Blake Thompson. Here's the pitch from Bjornell. Swung on, foul back. The runners are off with two outs. 4-4. Bottom of five. Dawson batting. They're the home team. Blake Thompson, full count, the pitch from Bjornell, swing and a miss, struck him out. And that ends the bleeding there. Third out for Dawson, one run. And no hits in that. No hits, I don't think. No hits. One error, and they leave two on base. We're going to go to the top of the sixth, folks. Madison coming to bat, and we are tied 4-4. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located at 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Camby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
folks, we're at the top of the sixth inning here in Dawson. Somebody's season's going to end, and someone will play tomorrow in Montevideo at noon. And right now, we're starting the ballgame all over. It's tied up 4-4. Madison had a 4-0 lead till the bottom of the fourth when Dawson scored three, and then last inning they scored one to tie it up. Well, it's the top of the order for Madison, facing Eli Olson, his third inning of relief. Pitch, throws it behind him. That ball was thrown behind Kimig. Got an update in Junior Legion baseball playoffs. Madison scored six runs. Now they lead Cottonwood 7-1. Ground ball to third, fielded by Tygan Long, throws over to Collin for the out. 5-3 put out. I don't think people realize just how hard a throw that is, third base. That's a long ways to throw to first, especially if somebody has good speed running down the line. And Tygan Long played that one perfectly. One out. And here's Dylan Geiser. Geiser had a RBI single in the first inning. Pops that one high center field, deep center field, and Saffer will make the catch. Dylan gave that one a ride. But Saffer out there with the second out. Here's Caden Molden. Caden got a base hit in first and came around the score, and then he flied out to right. Yeah, that was a nice catch by Shocker on that one. I remember that one back in the second inning. Here's the pitch from Eli Olson. Caden Molden outside for a ball. I have witnessed some amazing baseball games this last month. 2-0. 2-0 count, I should say, to Caden. Ball, a strike called. Looked outside. But I'm not wearing the umpire uniform. Two balls, one strike. The pitch. Outside for ball three. 3-1 to Molden. Madison in their baby blue uniforms. Like them. 3-1 pitch. Strike two. We got a full count to Caden Molden. Eli Olson. Rears back, and here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Madison is a base runner with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. And we have Caden Mortensen coming to bat. Mortensen's the first baseman now. 4-4 is the score here in the top of the sixth. And the pitch. Strike call to Caden. We definitely will have another baseball game tomorrow. I'll be in Montevideo. One of these two teams will be playing Montevideo, a noon start. The pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher, Eli Olson. Throws to first. Listen to the Dawson fans. 1-3 put out, three outs for Madison. No runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave Caden at first base. Hey, we're going to the bottom of the sixth inning, and we tied up 4-4 in this American Legion baseball playoff game. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Field Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lockbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
All right. right, little Guns N' Roses being played at between innings here. Kind of like that. Axel? Who's the leader of the Guns N' Roses? Axel. Anyway, 4-4. Tied up, Madison and Dawson. The loser's done for the year. Here's Tegan Long facing Brock Bjornheld in relief last inning. Dawson scored a run last inning, one run, to tie it up. Bjornheld's pitch, and it's a strike. One ball, one strike. The Tegan. 1-1 pitch. That's outside for ball two, 2-1. Good crowd on hand here tonight. Beautiful evening to watch baseball. Next pitch high. Hey, I got to give a shout out to Jody Mosing. You see, Jody, it's her birthday tomorrow. Did you know that? And she's going to celebrate, she said. So happy birthday, Jody. And there's a ball four to Tegan, so Dawson gets their leadoff batter on base.
Number 7, Holland Shocker.
Here's Holland Shocker. Holland Shocker, the right fielder. He's flied out to center and grounded out to second. A bunt in the air. Oh, it's almost caught by the catcher, Weber. Bunts it foul, however. Wow. Holland bunted the ball and popped up just a little bit, and Landon Weber dove for the ball. Almost caught it. Runner at first is Tegan Long. He has his lead. There's nobody out. And there's a shot to the right center. It's going to drop in there. Tegan's going to round second. He'll stay at second. So a base hit for Holland Shocker. And Dawson has a threat going here in the bottom of the sixth. And here's Colton Boffin looking down to his coach, Jeremy Olson. Braden Thompson at first, coaching first. Infield in, it looks like. They're expecting the bunt, and he gets a strike called. Well, a lot of strategy being played right now with a tie ball game, 4-4, here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Strike two to Colton Boffin, the designated hitter. First baseman, Dayton Mortensen, in on the grass. Here's the 0-2 pitch. High and inside for ball one. We've got some excitement going on here at Nelson Field right now. Yeah, a lot at stake. Your season's at stake here. We're in the bottom of the sixth, 4-4 tie. And the pitch. Foul ground ball, first base. Fielded by Mortensen. Touches first. Goes down to second. He's out. It's a double play for Madison. Oh, what a play by Mortensen at first. Wow. A 3-4, or unassisted at 3. Caden. Colton Boffin hit the ball to first base side on a one-hopper to Mortensen. He fielded, stepped on first, and then he threw to second for the force. But getting to third was Tegan Long. He's the go-ahead run at third. Two outs now on that double play. And here's the pitch. Shot down the right field line. Ball out of play. That was an amazing defensive play. First baseman, Caden Mortensen. I think that was Kaime covering second. And there's a strike call to Colin Olson. So here comes a big pitch for Brock Bjornheld. One ball, two strikes, runner on third. That's the go-ahead run. And there's two outs. Now time called by Colin Olson. The go-ahead run's at third base for Dawson. Here's the windup in the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. They're going to have to throw down to first, and they do, and a strikeout. Colin Olson strikes out for the third out. Dawson leaves a runner at third. No runs on one hit. No errors. Folks, we're going to the top of the seventh inning here in Dawson, and we're still tied 4-4. We'll be back right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 325-98-3344. $39.99. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Folks, we've made it to the seventh inning, and we're tied 4-4. Madison coming to bat here, and still can't get over that double play started by Cade Mortensen for that double play. That was huge. Well, Eli Olson continues warm-up pitches here. Let's see, they're going to... Mortensen will face Brock Burnell, T.J. Mitchell, Davis Patzer. We're in the top of the seventh. We got 9 hits for Madison, 4 hits for Dawson. All right, here we go. Number 21, Brock Burnell, the pitcher, steps up to the batter's box to face Eli Olson. And the top of the seventh is underway. A strike call to Brock. Somebody's going to lose and go home, and someone's going to Monty tomorrow. Next pitch, a ball. Most of the infield being covered in shade now. Pitch high and outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. To Brock Burnell. The pitch. So inside. There's an inside pitch there. Two count to Brock. One hit, one run, it'll do it. For any team. There's a ground ball. Hit the short. Blake Thompson with the fielding play and the throw to first, and they get Burnell. 6-3 put out, one out. Brings up T.J. Mitchell.
Now batting for Madison, number 4, T.J. Mitchell.
T.J. Mitchell. What a athletic career T.J. had at Lac of Parle Valley. Here's the pitch, ground ball to the right side of the field. Nate Hansen, the second baseman, runs over, scoops it up, and throws the first for the out. What a play by Dawson's second baseman, Nate Hansen, there. That was tough. He ran over there fast and scooped it up on the run and threw it to Colin Olson quickly. 2 outs. Nice play by Hansen at second. And let's see who's batting here. Davis Patzer at the plate. Davis, let's see what Davis has done. He's flied out, had an RBI back in the first inning. Got a base hit. Actually, he's 2 for 3. Davis Patzer is. 1 ball, 1 strike to Davis. 2 outs here in the top of the seventh. Curveball in there for strike 2 to Patzer. 4 runs, 9 hits for Madison. 4 runs, 4 hits for Dawson. We're in the top of the seventh. 2 outs, 1-2 pitch. High and outside for ball 2 to Davis. Another great ball game going on here. Here's a 2-2 pitch inside for ball 3. Full count to Patzer. Dan Zeeson waiting his turn on deck. Here we go. Full count pitch, 2 outs. And it's ball 4. Madison gets the base runner here in the top of the seventh. Here's Braden Danzeason. Two outs. Eli Olson pitching for Dawson in relief. Nate Hansen got the start. Throw to first. Oh, that was close. Patzer almost could have got picked off there. Really wasn't paying attention. Now he is. And there's a ground ball. Hit the short. Thompson, it takes a big hop. Thompson feels it. Throws the second for the out. Well, folks, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. Folks, we're going to the bottom of the seventh. Dawson scores a run, and they win. Can Madison take it the extra innings? We'll find out after this.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
All right, folks, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. We're tied 4-4. American Legion Baseball Playoffs. Eli Olson takes the first pitch, and he pops it up to left field. Baxter Culliff underneath of it makes the catch. We have one out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Madison 4, Dawson 4. Once again, bottom of the seventh inning. And Brock Bjornhild pitching to Cam Sather. Sather, Bjornhild delivers, and it's high and outside. Leave that ball two, I think. And time called. Time called by the home plate umpire. And Brock Bjornhild looks into the dugout to Coach Pertals. Not sure. Oh, got a little arguing going on from the third base dugout there to the home plate. Home plate umpire not too happy right now. 2-0 pitch. Now time called again by Sather. 1-1 count, I'm sorry. 1-1 count. That was my fault. I'll. And here's the pitch. There's a fly ball opposite field. Culliff running in. It's going to drop. A base hit for Sather. Sather is just a kind of a shallow opposite field hit there. Baxter running in hard. Kyrie going back. Patzer, the third baseman, going back. And just dropped in between him. So there's the winning run now is at first base for Dawson. And here's a pitch to number 11. Nate Hansen follows it back. And that goes right over our heads here. Nate Hansen, the second baseman, made an RBI in the fifth. There goes the runner. Here's the ground ball. Hit the short. Kymig fields it. Throws to first. There's two outs. The only play Kymig had in short was the first. Sather was off on the pitch. He was almost at second. By the time the shortstop, Kymig fielded the ball. So good decision there by Kymig not to take the chance there to go to second. And he got the sure out. So here's Grayson Olson with Sather at second base. He represents the winning run here for Dawson at second. Two outs. 4-4 is your score. Grayson Olson had an RBI in the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Nice stop by the catcher, Landon Weber. You can feel the tension here at Nelson Field here in Dawson right now. You win, you move on, you lose, you're done. Right now, Madison trying to get that third out. Pitch is in the dirt. Nice stop by Weber again. Grayson Olsen has struck out in second, had an RBI double in the fourth, walked in the fifth. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. How about this? Are we going extra innings? We'll find out. 2-2 pitch here coming from Brock Biernell. Pitch is high for a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second is Sather, the winning run. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Kymig, the shortstop, fields it. Throws the first on the run. Gets by the first baseman. And Sather's around second. He's going to score. And Dawson wins it. 5-4. And the Dawson Legion celebrating at home plate. Grayson Holson hit it to Kymig, a short and a couple hopper, and Dylan had to hurry it to get that third out. And he threw it low, and Cade Mortensen couldn't come up with it, and that allowed Sather to score from third base. And that's your final score. Madison. Dawson, excuse me, wins it 5-4. And that ends the Madison season. And Dawson will play in Montevideo at noon tomorrow. We'll take a break. Be back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listening area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information, 0297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn a channel. When you plant elite channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Paul Ramo here at Nelson Field in Dawson. What a ball game tonight. American Legion baseball playoffs. You got to love playoffs. Dawson was down 4-0 after the first inning, and they battled back, and they come from behind and defeat Madison 5-4. Scoring in the bottom of the seventh inning. Grayson Olsen hit the ball to short. Kymig charging it hard, and he threw on the run, threw it low, and that allowed Sather to score from second base. And the line scores read, Dawson 5 runs on 5 hits and 1 error. Madison 4 runs. They collected 10 hits. and they committed three errors in the game. So that'll end the Madison season. They end their season, I believe, 6-6 on the season. And gonna say goodbye to some really good athletes on that Madison baseball team. Of course, they went to the state tournament in high school, and a memorable time there. So we'll talk with Cade and Fernholz on the Saturday morning coaches show tomorrow morning between 9 and 10 o'clock. Well, Dawson lives for another day. They're going to play in Montevideo at noon tomorrow. Last night's game was a dandy between Montevideo and Dawson. Montevideo come out on top. They won in the bottom of the seventh last night, 1-0 over Dawson. So Dawson knows what it feels like to win in the bottom of the seventh tonight. So it should be a great game tomorrow. The first pitch is at noon tomorrow from Montevideo, and you hear that baseball game right here on Q92, Montevideo and Dawson. We'll also be picking up some Junior Legion playoff games next week as well. And I know Madison was leading Cottonwood the last I heard, 7-1 in Madison. And if Madison would hold on to win that game, they'll play Tuesday in Milroy against number 2 seed Camby. That's Junior American Legion Baseball. Dawson will play Bold on Tuesday, and that'll be at Richter Field in Granite Falls. And we'll be covering some Junior Legion Baseball playoffs as well. Great game tonight. Dawson winning it 5-4 over Madison. And folks, thanks a lot for listening, and tune in tomorrow at noon, a little before noon. We'll be on the air with the Subway pregame show. Thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports, or Legion Baseball, excuse me, here on Q92. We'll see you tomorrow in Montevideo. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Are you a member of Minnesota Valley REC and need to replace your water heater? If so, do they have a deal for you? Along with the fact that an electric water heater is the safest, most reliable way to heat water, Minnesota Valley REC sells, delivers, and installs electric water heaters for co-op members.
Whether you're replacing your old water heater or purchasing one for your new home, remember, an electric water heater has no fumes, no flames, nothing to vent, light, or clean. So it gives you the peace of mind that you have the safest water heater around. Minnesota Valley also offers rebates up to $300 and will finance the purchase and installation of a lifetime warrantied water heater. Keep Minnesota Valley REC in mind if you should need to replace your water heater. Call them at 1-800-247-5051.
Q92 Studio Time at 7:33. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache, blue on blue, now that we are through.